Just days before the critical Georgia Senate runoffs, President Trump is recorded asking the Secretary of State to flip the presidential election in his favor.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
We'll play portions of the phone call and talk to our reporter in Georgia. Plus, markets begin the year with a solid start. Our markets editor will take a closer look at what's known as an everything rally. And we all need to relieve the stress of the pandemic. So what are spas doing as we try to be socially distant? It's Monday, January 4th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. President Trump urged Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to overturn the November election results that delivered the state to President-elect Joe Biden. In a recording of the roughly hour-long Saturday phone call, which was first reported by The Washington Post, Trump told Brad Raffensperger he could face legal action and said he wanted Raffensperger to find extra votes to reverse Biden's victory. Here's a portion of the recording.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more that we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country, because, you know, and it's a testament that they can admit to a mistake or whatever you want to call it, if it was a mistake. I don't know.
The general counsel for the Georgia Secretary of State, Ryan Germany, responded to Trump's various allegations, including fraud and voting machine manipulation. Take a listen.
What we're saying is not at all what you're describing. Okay. And these are investigators from our office. These are investigators from GBI. And they're looking and they're good. And that's not what they're seeing.
Several reviews of the results showed no irregularities. A number of court challenges to the election in Georgia have been dismissed. Here's Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's reaction to Trump's call.
Have y'all heard about that recorded conversation? Well, it was, yes, certainly the voice of desperation. Most certainly that. And it was a bald-faced, bold abuse of power by the President of the United States.
Harris made her comments at a rally last night ahead of the Senate runoff elections on Tuesday. Both President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden will be in Georgia today to campaign on behalf of the Senate candidates. We'll take a closer look at the high stakes of all of this a bit later in the podcast. We are exclusively reporting that Roku is in advanced talks to buy the content catalog of Quibi, according to people familiar with the matter. Quibi, the short-form streaming service, announced it was shutting down in October, months after its launch. A deal with Quibi would give Roku a roster of exclusive programming for its own advertisement-supported app. The financial terms couldn't be learned, and deal talks could still fall apart. One of the car industry's biggest deals in decades is expected to be confirmed later today. Shareholders of Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot maker PSA Group are set to approve their merger, which would create the world's third largest car maker by vehicle sales, according to people familiar with the situation. We begin the new year with high expectations for the markets. We saw some records in 2020, and investors are hoping that coronavirus vaccines and stimulus programs will keep the markets surging into 2021. Let's look ahead with markets editor Quinton Webb in Hong Kong. Quinton, glad to have you start the year with us.
Hi, Mark. Happy New Year.
So, Quinton, despite past success, we know markets can be fickle. In addition to the pandemic factors, what else could drive growth as we start the new year?
Well, one thing to think about is the issue of momentum. So we've seen this rather extraordinary, quote unquote, everything rally in the last few months where stocks, bonds, commodities, many assets have sort of all marched upwards almost in tandem. And as the rally has continued, it's broadened a bit. So where it was perhaps at the beginning more focused on the large cap tech stocks, recently, for example, you know, emerging markets and more cyclical sectors have kind of rallied a bit more. And I think that probably gives investors some confidence. As the rally broadens, that probably persuades more investors to kind of spread their bets as well, if you will, too. So I suspect that that momentum might kind of help drive the market a bit further.
And as we look at this notion of an everything rally, will there be challenges? Will there be risks? What are some of the caution spots?
Right. So yes, of course, there will be challenges. I mean, one obvious thing to say is that having had this big rally, you know, valuations are somewhat stretched for many stocks and for many other assets. And so it's now a question of can, you know, those prices be justified? So the next few months could be interesting. Let's see, for example, what the next few sets of results from companies are and whether they can kind of justify the valuations that they're now being accorded by the market. And on top of that, we have some kind of specific kind of news points, if you like, that could kind of create bumpiness in the market. One, of course, is that we have these runoffs that will determine control of the Senate in the US. That's happening this week. And another thing to think about is, you know, the extent to which these vaccine rollouts, which I think the market is to a large extent already kind of anticipating, the extent to which those are smooth and they go as planned, or whether it takes longer than expected, or there are other unanticipated setbacks.
Quinton Webb in Hong Kong, have a good week.
Thanks very much.
Just ahead, tomorrow's Senate runoff elections in Georgia, with the backdrop of President Trump's call to the Secretary of State. We'll look at the optics next. As we've been reporting, President Trump pressured Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to, quote, find additional votes so his loss in the November election could be flipped. The conversation was recorded over the weekend and comes just days before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday to ratify President-elect Joe Biden's win. We asked Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhorter to break down what happened on Trump's call with Georgia's Secretary of State.
It's important to point out that Mr. Raffensperger is a Republican who has been very supportive of President Trump and backed him as early as 2016, and that the state of Georgia is dominated by Republican politicians. Every major statewide office is held by a Republican, and the Republicans control the legislature. So this was a very, very narrow election. We have about 5 million people voted in the state of Georgia in this election. And at the end of the day, after all these recounts, the president lost by almost 12,000 votes. So he wants to make up that number as a way to win the state of Georgia.
Georgia is already in the national spotlight as it prepares for Tuesday's runoff to determine which party will control the Senate. And President Trump and President-elect Biden both travel to the state today to rally supporters. Here's Cameron with some perspective on that.
President Trump is coming to a city of Dalton, Georgia, in North Georgia, to hold a campaign rally for the two Republican Senate candidates. And at the same time, President-elect Joe Biden, the Democrat, is coming here to campaign for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. So we have a direct showdown of the two presidential candidates from November. So I don't know how it's been for anyone outside of Georgia since November, but the election never stopped here. It never stopped. We immediately moved into these runoffs and these challenges from Trump supporters and the president himself saying that this election was illegitimate, numerous legal challenges, which all failed, numerous calls for recounts, which the Secretary of State conducted, and they all, and audits, et cetera, and they all showed that the election was fair and that Trump lost. President-elect Biden won the state of Georgia, which a certain portion of the Republican Party here and certainly President Trump refused to acknowledge, because this has been, before, up till this point, for decades, for a great many years, this has been a very reliable Republican state. And for Trump to lose it was a great defeat for the Republican Party.
That was the Wall Street Journal's Cameron McWhorter. And finally, the stress of 2020 and how to make things better in 2021. Heading into a new year with the pandemic, you may have thought about a visit to a spa resort. In response to COVID-19, most U.S. spas have bolstered cleaning protocols, instituted mask wearing, and implemented social distancing guidelines during classes. Hands-on massages and therapies are out of favor. Instead, something a little more cathartic and heavy-duty is required. Hatchet throwing is the latest addition for many spas as they look to switch up activities that are socially distanced. Other changes include greeting guests with an eye hug, a longer, more personal gaze. You can read about how spas are staying safe on our website at WSJ.com. And that's what's news for Monday. We're back tonight with a new show. You can stay up to date with all our latest stories on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Thank you for starting the year with us, and thanks for listening.